Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Meseches Bava Basra has been sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Yitzchak Katz, Leilui Nishmas, Meir Ben Tovia Katz, Mordechai Ben Yitzchak Meir Skala, and Basya Bas Moshe Leib Skala.
Meseches Bava Basra, Daf Lamed Aleph. Zeoi Mishal Avaisai, Vezeoi Mishal Avaisai, each one claims the land belonged to his father. Hai Aisi Sadi de Avasei, he, one of them brings Edim that it was his father's. Vahai Aisi Sadi de Ochoshne Chazokan, the other one brings Edim that he had Cheskas Gimel Shonim. Omar Rabba, Mali Lishaker, Rabba says that the one who has Eide Chazok is Nemon. With a Migu, the Iboye Omale could have said, Minoch, Zavanta, I bought it from you, Vachaltia Shne Chazok. And Omale Abaye, Mali Lishaker, Mokim Eidim Le Amrinon. The Migu is not believed because it contradicts the Eidim that the other one has that was Shela Vaisai. This much it's clear in the Gemara that if one claims Shela Vaisai, and he has Edim that the Sada belonged to his father, then even if the second one has Cheskas Gimel Shonim, he's not Neman to Taina that it was not Shalav Yisecha, because that will be a claim Keneged Edim. The whole Nidain in the Sugya and the Machloikis between Rabba and Abaya is if he's Neman Mikoyach Amigu. Rabba holds he's Neman Mikoyach Amigu even Keneged Edim, but that's Pasha that the Chazok itself would not help to Mechiach the Karka belonged to the Avos of Shalav Machzik, because that in itself is Neged Edim. And the Abaya argues, and Abaya says, Mali l'shaker, welcome Edim le'yaminon. L'chayra, we have to understand, when the first one brings Edim shalavoysai, what type of Edus does he bring? The Rama in Oislam with Ches says that the Edim do not have to be mefarish clearly that they know the Sada belonged to Aviv. For example, they saw that he bought it, or he got it as a matana, or he's machzik ve'gimel shanim. He doesn't need to have such an edus. It's enough that they are being made that the Sada was considered his father's in everybody's mouths. Everybody was saying that it's Sada shel Pliny. That in itself constitutes an edus that the Sada is shel Avosai. Or they could say edus shemeis aviv mitoicha. His father died while he was living in the land, which means they saw this fellow's father living in the land, in the field, sha'achas koidem misosai. It's mevur in the Rama that he holds that through Edim that they saw the father was Dor that lived in the field, that's considered Edus that it belongs to him. The Bircha Shmuel in Simon Lamed Aleph explains also in the Sugya that if there is Edim that they saw the Machzik in the Karka, that's like Edim that are being made that the Karka belongs to him. Even though the other person was Machzik Gimel Shanim and he tainas that it never belonged to the first person, it was Gezula Isa Biyodai, his Chazaka does not help him Mechiach that the Karka is not the one who has Edim that he lived in the Karka. That in itself is considered Edus. So we have established in the Sugya and Edus that it was Shel Avosai, and the Shail in the Sugi is the one who has Cheskas Gimel Shonim Neman to say that Minoch Zav, that is his father's, Keneged the Edim, with a Migu that he could have said Minoch Zavanta, that he bought it from the other person because he has based on the Cheskas Gimel Shonim. The Ramban and the other Rishonim in the Sugi ask, how could Rabba hold that Migu Mamokim Edim should help? How is it possible that Idea Migu can be machish to Edim and say that the Edim was Shakronim? L'chur, the Torah is Mayim and Edim. And according, if you have Edim Shalav Oisai, L'chur, Abai is right. Mali l'shakim v'mokim Edim, lo yamino, Migu doesn't help, k'neged Edus. The Ramban also asks, that's mefurish in the Mishnah and Shavuos, that it doesn't help Migu v'mokim Edim. The Mishnah and Shavuos in Daf Lamed Ches says that if Reuven would go to Shimon and say, Monali biyodcha, yomi amana, and Shimon says, Hain, yes, I do owe you, and Lamachar omalei tneuli, then the next day Reuven says to Shimon, so give me the mana that you said yesterday you owe me, and then Shimon responds and says, Ein lecha biyodi klum, I don't owe you anything, chayiv. Why? Neshiyesh edim shkrar hoidif. There are edim that he already was maida, he's not nemon to say afterwards, Ein lecha biyodi klum. Now, even though he has a migu, he could have said parati, but he's not nem with a migu parati, neged the hoido that he had the day before, that he owes the money. Rabbi Veger and Chelik Beis Simi Kuflamid asks also this kasha of the Rishonim, that the Chur is clear that a migu is not nem, mokim made him. He says from the Mishnah and Shavuos, who could be doich and say it's not a raya, that it's, over there it's talking, it was moida b'fnei bezdin. And they were being done, I'll pee that raya, but not that there's clear edus. So Mvor and Kivega then understood that the mission over there is talking that right now he tainas Ein Lecha Biyodi, and he's being makrish and saying that he never agreed and said that he owed the money yesterday. On that, the shail is, let him be named with a migu, ti makrish teidim, and there Kivega explains that it's talking that he was moed with Nebezin and he can't be makrish. the Rishonim in our sugya, the Ramban, the Ritva, the Rashba, they explain that when Rabba said that his name with a migu, the boy omle minoch zavinta v'chaltiyah shnei chazaka, is believed with a migu, he could have said that he had Heses Gimel Shonim, and he bought it from the other one who has said shalav oisai, and the shaila is how could he be neman with such a migu? It doesn't mean to be neman shalav oisai and contradict the other Edim. It means that since he has a migu, so we metarets the bure that he said originally shalav oisai, it means avoisai shalokhu me'avoisecha. It belonged to my father that bought it from your father. Or a lashon of samich li Allah kedavasi. I meant to say when I said shalav oisai that I was samich that it's mine, and I taka bought it as if it was my father's, but not that it was my father's. I was samech on it to be mine. It's like expression of confidence that it belongs to him, like avasi. Like the Gemara says before later, the Ketaina, that was his kavana, and that's not called chayz v'tain. And therefore, Rabbah holds that even though he doesn't actually taina that, but we will taina b'shvilei, it will be masakin his words. The Ketzayis, the Simen, Kufman, Vav, Sivkot, and Yud Beis explains that Amigu has an Emanus Midei Raisa. So if an Amigu has an Emanus Midei Raisa, do we have Hoichacha that is not saying the truth? And therefore we are forced to explain his words so that they do not contradict the Edom. So although the Edom said Shalav Vaisai, we could explain again that it means Shalav Vaisai, Shalakhumi Avisecha, or Samichalai Kedavasi. Abaye, who argues and says it's a migu b'makim edim, he holds that still, since he said stam shalav oisai, and the lashon shalav oisai is mashman that it always belonged to his father and not shalav isecha, in such a case we cannot be misakin diburi unless he's tainas beferish that I meant to say shalav oisai shalokhu me'ava isecha. Otherwise we cannot say that that's what he meant. And the lashon of the Gemara of Abaye, mali the shakir b'makim edim lo yamin, is because the reason to explain his words so not to contradict the Edim is only based on the Migu. And the question, Machlekes Abaye and Rabbi, is does that force us to explain his words, or the Migu is not sufficient to say that that's what he originally meant? Shalav oisai shalokhu me'avisecha. Later in Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, there's also a sugi like our Gemara. The Rav Chizda says that Nemin to say Shalav oisai migu, he could have said Minoch Zavinta. And Abaye and Rava say, Mali l'shakir b'mokim Edim lo yamrinan. Over there, the Rashbam and Lamed Gimel Amud Beis says pretty clearly, "Hi, I see Sadi the Avasehi ad Yoy Moisoy till the day he died. Umi Oylam le Machru la Avoyso of Shalzei Hasheni, and he never sold it to this other father at all." The Chayyim from the Lashon of the Rashbam, it's mashma that the Edim Bami made that it wasn't sold. So then Rav Chizdet holds that even though there's a complete hakhosha against the Edim, still his name with a migu, it would seem that over here the migu is taka believed to contradict Edim. It's a migu and welcome Edim, it's taka believed to say not like the Edim. The Lashon of Rashbam also in Rav Chizdet, Mali the Shaker, Kintoy Nami Shalavoysav, he says, Afa gav dem makhish luhula Edim. Even though it's a contradiction to the Edim, Mehemin is believed. L'chayra, how could Rav Chizda hold that a migu is stronger than Edim? And it's difficult over there to explain that the Rishonim now sugya, that it means that we just are miftartzin on dibure. The Tumim in Kloli Migu and Simpe Beis, Ois Tezayin says that another way to understand a migu b'mokim Edim, that it should be Neman. It means that if you have a migu, we're toila that the Edim made a mistake and we're not medayik. Even though the Nemanis of Edim is the best Nemanis that could ever be possible, but in truth we know that Edim not believe me Svara. Edim I believe me Xeris HaKosev with Mekabel Devreim with Semich on the Edus. Memalkim that is such a strong Svara of a Migu that the other side is saying the truth and the Edim not saying the truth, we're not Mekabel the Edus, we go Basar the Migu. It's similar to what we find in other cases that Bezin, although they see a clarity from Edim, but if they feel that the din is meruma, they don't paskin the din, I'll pee the edus. In our case also, since they see clearly one has a migu, that he's saying the truth, then we have to say that the edim maybe possibly are not correct in this particular case. And that would explain a concept of migu mokim edim. Kiveger in Sheil Shuvis Chelik Beis Simen Kuf Lamed says that no, even the Rashbam that said that they made Shalav Oisav Ad Yoyim Moisoy, we still could be Metaritz Diburi that it meant Samach Allah Kede Avosi, and that the Rashbam says a language of Loshen of Afal Gav Shem the Makchish LeEdim, which sounds very clearly that there is a clear contradiction to the Edim. His Kavana is even though it's Nira Kemakchish LeEdim, it's still Neman because we Metaritz in Diburi. Kevager is staying steadfast with the Havan of the Rishonim and our sugya that it's impossible to say in any form of fashion that a migu, even with an amanus of a migu, you could contradict Edim. We will not say that Edim atov uleidaiki. So we have to say mitatzina dibure, and even the Rishbam and Daflam and Gimel and Beis will have to be madchik in his lashon and say that he meant that we're mitaritz dibure. But from the Tumim, it's clear that there's another understanding that it's possible that with a migu you really believe to contradict Edim, and we'll have to say that the Edim are to'u. Summary, there are two approaches to understand Rabbah's statement of Mali Lishaki, boy omli minoch zavanta vachaltiya shnei chazaka. Either Rabbah means that mikoyach the migu mitatin and dibure, but of course we're not going to directly contradict the Edim, or there's a malach to understand that it's really a migu mokam Edim, and we say that the Edim were to'u. Tosfos asks, brings b'shem akash, b'shem derajba, why is it a migu mokam Edim? Let us say that it was shal avoysav that would dar bo yom echad, and Mamela will taina that the avoysav of the one who has the cheses gimel shanim, he bought it from the avoysav of the other person. And then we have a chazaka sheyeshi mataina. That means even though there are eidim that it was a voice of shal rishain, but let's say that the sheni should be nema to say it was shal a voice of, meaning of it was dar b'yichad yoyma, and that the eidim are not, that say there was the a voice of shal rishain, are not being makrish, even though they know it was a voice of shal rishain of the ma'ar, but it's yitochin that afterwards he sold it to a voice of shal zeh of the machzik, and since he's nema to say it was dar b'yichad yoyma, memela will taina that aviv of the sheni of the machzik was bought it from the aviv of the rishon, like we say tain on the yerush. Tais lachar is going lishitasei that the machzik is nem an idea migu to say that aviv was dar b'kaki yom echad. He doesn't have to bring edim on dar b'yichad yoyma. And mainly we could say taninon that the avos of the machzik bought it from the avos of the rishon. But shitas reva rishonim is that it's not enough that the machzik will say that aviv was dar b'yichad yoyma. It requires edim. So if that's true, then Tosfos doesn't have a kasha, because over here, since there's no eidim that he was dar b'yichad yoyma, there's no din of tanina. In truth, the Rashba Taka answers that we're talking that there's no eidim that he was dar b'yichad yoyma. The Rashba is deicha this teres. He says, since we say hi aisi sadi d'ochle shnei chazok, it's mashma that ochle is kedine. That means we're made that the father was taka dar b'yichad yoyma, and he has to answer it differently. The Tosfos himself gives a teretz and says that the lashon of shel avoysai is mashma me'olam shel avoysai. That the sheni, the machzik, is tining it always was his father's, not that his father bought it. And thus we mefarish dvarav. And the Tosfos Rosh adds a beer and says leitanin el yasmi dover sheinim hisbar mitoich haloshin. We will not taina for yisayim lekucha on the one who was dar b'chad yoyma unless it's clear from his language, even though he himself can be misakin his tainus, but anan loy taninan le. Like the Gemara later says, loy taninan liyasmi nensu, because it's not shchiach, even though they themselves can taina such a taina. So l'shitas ha-Tosfos, the reason why we're not mefarish dvarav shel avoysai shedar bo yemechod, and maybe avoysai will lakuha mi'avoysecho, is because the lashon of shel avoysai is mashma that is me'olam shel avoysav. The Turin Simen Kuf Mem Vav paskins like Tosfos Teretz that if the Machzik would say Yirashtiya Me'avoysai, a lashon which is not mashma that it was shal avoysav me'oilam, then avade we would listen to him and we'd be mefarish devarav that avoysav will lakhu from the avoysav of the rishon, because the edim are not makrish him in that. That it's possible that avoysav shal zeh machru avoysav shal zeh, but now that in like an hour sugi taina shal avoysai. And avoysai is mashma me'olam lehoysa shel avoysav. It always was avoysai and not the avoysav of the rishon. So he's responding to the taina of the rishon. He's saying it's my father's, not your father's. Once he was made, they didn't buy it. His father did not buy it. Me'avoysa shel rishon. Therefore, we're not mefarish dvarav to say avoysai shelokhu me'avoysecha. Later in the Gemara says, "Moedin hardo that heichad amalei shalavoyseh shlokhu meavisecha dechayzer v'tayin." But if the mazik will say that shalavoyseh meant avoyseh shlokhu meavisecha, then his neman is chayzer v'tayin. And the Rishbam explains that he tainas that he knows clearly that his father bought it from aviv shel rishon, from the father of the ma'ar. It's as if he tainas kameididi in front of me zav neminoch, which is neman because he has cheses gimel shanim. Rabbein Yain and the Rajba also say that the case of the Gemara, that a Maidun Hado, that if he says, Shalavoysai, Shalokru, Me'avisecha, that it could be Chayzer V'tayin, is talking where he claims that he knows Vadai that his father bought it from the father of the Ma'ar. Tosfos says differently,
that you don't have to taina that you know shlakru me'avisecha. It's enough to taina ro'isi. I saw sha'avaisai dar b'yichad yoyim. And once he's nem mikoyach amigu to taina of his dar b'yichad yoyim, and mele taina b'shvila that of his koina from the bailam. That's the pshat in the Gemara. And he says shla'avaisai sha'ra'isi sh'dar b'yichad yoyim echad. Al kainan he writes to Lizkos because shema l'kru avaisai b'mishpat, and then we say v'toyanin li'yarish. But the Rishbam and the other Rishayim did not learn like Tosis, because they hold that the Machzik's Taina that of his Darbe Chad Yema doesn't help. You have to have Eidim. Riki Veger asks that Tosin Daf Lamed Omer Aleph says that if originally you say, Miplanya Zavinta the Zavni Minoch, I bought it from a Meicher, that bought the Meicher bought it from you, I the Keach bought it from a Meicher who bought it from you, then he can't Taina afterwards, Kamedidi Zavni Minoch, because it's a Migul Mafreya. Because originally he did not say he knows how the Meicher got it from you. Now he cannot be nemah to say that it was Kamedidi Zavni Minoch. So the question Riki Veger asks is why over here he's nemah to say that he knows Avoyse Lokum Yavisecha Lechera, he can't tie it now differently than when he tied it originally. He can't say Minoch Zavinti, he was ready Meida Shal Avoyseh. So it should be a Migul Mafreya. Lechera Leit Tashita Sashach, that Tosis holds like the Rosh, that only if originally you say Meplanya Zavinta De Omar Li De Zavni Minoch, that he told me that he bought from you, then you're not Neman afterwards with a Migu, because you were Meida that you yourself don't know. But if you would say Meplanya Zavinta De Zavni Minoch Stam, then you'd be Neman afterwards to Mefarish Dvar of the Kamedidi Zavni Minoch, and there's no Chisar in Migul Mafreya. So therefore, in our Gemara also, if you originally said only Shalavaisahi, you would be Neman later to be Moisif and Farish Devorov that was Kamedidi Zavni Minoch. But like we had mentioned in previous Shurim, Lashita Sasma, that understood in Toysvis that even in a place in a Bemalkim that you're not Makhish Dvar Varishainim, it doesn't help to say now that it was Kamedidi Zavni Minoch, because that's a Migul Mafreya. So the Kavega's question is in force, why in our Sugya is he Neman? The Ktsois in Simen Kuf Mem Vav Sif Katan Yun Bey says Lashitas HaToysivs, it's not shver at all, because we could explain in our sugi that he said Lakua Mavisecha is not that he's tining Kamedi Di Zavna. He's tining that of it was Dar by Chad Yoyma, and then we will tine for him that it was Lakhami of Shal Rishain. It's Midin Tanina. So there's no Chisarn of Migul Mafreya, because we don't need the Machzik's Nemanis with Teiras Migu. It's included Tainos Rishaina. If he said originally Shlavoisa, his kavana wasn't a vaysa mi oilam, it was just dar bay chad yoyma. And once it's dar bay chad yoyma, we'll be taninan for him that the father bought it from the aviv shel rishain. But not that he's saying feirish kamididi zavni minoch. So there's no chisar migla mafreya. But the Ktzai says we can still ask the kasha lefishitzes ravery shainim that doesn't help a migu to taina that offers darbe chad yoyim. You need edim. So ibazoy now sugya must be that he's tainin kamedidi zavna. So then we have a kasha. Why isn't there chisar and amigu lemafreya? And even fishitzes rosh that originally he didn't say planis and vinta the amali zavni minoch, and he couldn't even farish devarav afterward and say kamedidi zavna. It's not amigu lemafreya. But the shach said that's nafka if originally he said planis and vinta zavni minoch. But he just says planis and vinta. Then now he's not nemon. When he says now zavna didi kamedidi, that's the chero isofa chadosha, and that the chero should be a chisard of a migul mafreya. So the question remains: how does it help in our sugya to say shalavoysai shalokum yavisecha? Kivager and the Ktzais answer that only it's different in our sugya than the sugya before. Over there, you can't say that his original dibur of Meplanya Zavinta was true, and that what he's saying now kamedidi zavni minoch is not true. So then it's shayach to say it's a migul mafreya le'am rinon. Because we could say that the first Dira and Plani Zavinta was true, and what he's adding now and saying, Kamedidi Zavni Minoch, maybe is not true. The only reason to believe in the Kamedidi Zavni Minoch now is with a Migu. For that, there's a Chisaron of Migul and Mafreya. Because it's possible, originally, he didn't want to lie. He wanted to say the truth. And Plani Zavinta, that was the truth. He thought that maybe that would be enough, such a taina. But of now, Sugya, we originally said, Shlavoisai, he had a Nemanis or a Migu, he could have said Minoch Zavinta. So it's a chacha that he's saying the truth. We know for sure he's saying the truth when he said shlavoisai. Why isn't he not neman? Only because it's neged eden. But if he's mefarish later shlachum yavisecha, and that was his original kavanah, so he's neman to mekayim that a chacha that he had mekayach the migu in dvar varishainim. So basically, the reason why now you're neman to say shlachum yavisecha is not because there's a new taina now, a new nemanis now, and a shal of a migul and mafreya. This is really just carrying a piggy back on the first nemanis of shlavoisai. Shalavoisai had an emanus memigu, and you just now mefarish dvarav that shalavoisai meant avoisai shalokru me'avisecha. And the only reason to say that you would not be believed shel avoisai is only because it was neged edim, not mitzad the tain itself. Mitzad the tain itself that it was nevan, even now. And just mean mefarish that it was shelakhu miavisecho. So it's not doimit to the case where we could say the first tain was emes, and maybe what he's saying now is not true.
Kolpanim Nardoi is moida that if he says later shel avoisai shelakhu miavisecho, that he's chayzer v'tayin. A little further in the Gemara, it's mevor that Nardoi is also moida that if he was outside of Bezdin and he said a taina, that he's neman afterwards in Bezdin to contradict it, because like Lashon of Gemara is Ovid Inish le Megali Tanose le Beidina. It's normal for a person not to reveal his tainas only in Bezdin. And there's Rambam's mevor that even if he's oiker his original taina le Gamri, he's still neman. For example, let's say he said Chutz le Bezdin Shalavoisai veloy Shalavisecha, and then he was Chaz and he said in Bezdin Shalavoisai Shalakhu Meavisecha, where he contradicts his taina that he said out of Bezdin. Over here also it's Shaykh the Svar of Ovinin Shalom Megali Tanosia le Bezdin. A person would not be Megalis taina only in Bezdin, and he could be Chazer Vitain. Rabbeinu Yoina argues on this Rashbam, and he says that if he tainas chutz the bezin shel avoisiv lo shel avisecho, the lashon of the Rabbeinu Yoina is hareyu kimishetan v'loy lekachtia mimchal me'olam. It's as if he tainted, I never bought it from you, and then he's not neman afterwards, and he compares it kein hadekaimelon kolaimer loy lavisi kaimer loy parati dami. If Reuven asks Shimon for money of a loan, and Shimon says, I never borrowed money from you, and then afterwards he has Aiden that he did borrow, Shimon is not believed to say afterwards that I paid you up. Because if a person says loy lavisi, it's as if there's a hoidos badin that loy parati. So here also, once he was made the chutz lebezin that he did not buy it, he's not neman anymore to be choyze v'toyin minach zavinta. Because a hoido, afilo chutz lebezin mahanya, says Rabbeinu Yoina, vein a yochel litin meshata yisi boch. Rabbeinu Yoina brings that the Raivin and Davav also says like this, that if somebody who says mechutz lebezin loy lavisi, that's a hoido gemura, and he can't be choyze v'toyin in bezdin parati. Similarly, we find the same Yisrael in the Rashba and the Ritva. L'chayr is not like the Rashbam. The Rashbam says, if you say, Loi Levisi, Chutz Lebezin, and you would say afterwards, in Bezin Parati, L'chayr you'd be Nemut. And now, Sugi, also you Nemut to be Chayz V'tayin, even where it completely contradicts, that's what you said, Chutz Lebezin. Davi Ezri and Simon, in Pilch Taim and Itin, Perik Vav, Aloch and Gimel, Ois Beis, is Mevar the Machlokes Rishonim based on a suffix of Rikveger in Shuvis, Chelik Aleph, Simen Kuf Mem Tes. Rikveger clears in the Ged of the Din of Kolo Oimer Loi Lovisi, Ko Oimer Loi Parati. If the Nidoin, the Nitva, says Loi Lovisi, I never borrowed money, he's not Neman afterwards to say that he did borrow and he paid, because Loi Lovisi is a Hoido that he was not Perea. So is that because of the din of Haidoas Baldin Mamish, says Rikveger, that since it's impossible to have a piroin without a halva, so if he says loy lovisi, that's included in that a Haidoa Gemura, that there was no piroin. And Ramela later is not Nemo to say parati, because it goes against his Haidoas Baldin. Alternatively, Rikveger has another way of understanding it, that it's not a real Haidoas Baldin. It's not as if he said beferish that he would did not borrow money. He said, it's just a hoichocho that from the fact that he did not pater himself with a taina parati, it's muchach that he did not pay back. Loi lovisi is like saying, I don't owe you money. It's not saying, I never borrowed from you money, I'm a mele, it's impossible that I paid you back. I don't owe you money. So why didn't he say that he didn't pay, that he paid? He could have said parati. It's mashma, there's a hoichocho here that loi para, but it's not a direct doas baldin. Says the Avi Ezri, that the Rishbam holds that loy lavisi is not a hoidah mamish. It's only a hechacha. So when he tainas chutz the bezdin, loy lavisi, there's no hechacha from his taina that he didn't pay. Because there's a svar of Ovid Inish, loy megali tanos yale bezdin. Our Gemara says there's a svar that a person's not megala his tainas only in bezdin, not anywhere else. So therefore he's believed later to taina in bezdin, even if it seemingly contradicts directly what he said out of bezdin. But Rabbeinu Yoina holds that when you say loy lavisi, that's a hoidoa gemura. Hoidoas baldin helps even chutz lebezdin. So Mele is not neman afterwards to say that parati. And in our sugi also, he would not be neman to contradict that which he said directly out of bezdin. It's as if there's hoidoa beferish, even chutz lebezdin, which such a hoidoa helps, and he cannot go ahead and say something directly against that hoidoa. The Gemara is mevor in the sugya that there are times when everybody would agree that ain't tayin v'chayzer v'tayin. Ula and the Ado, they only argue in certain cases, and other cases they agree that you can't be chayzev etayin. And the shaila in the Rishayim is, what is the havana why ain't chayzev etayin? In the case where you're being makrish original tainus, you can't be chayzev etayin. The machleik is only where you're not makrish legamri the original tainus. Pashtus, it's midin hoydoas baldin. Once you say the first tiny, you might the tiny second tiny is not true. Like, for example, if you say shel avoisai veloy shel avisecha, you said that it can't be that it was ever a voice of shel rishon. So you can't tiny later shel avoisai shel akum yavisecha, because when you said shel avoisai veloy shel avisecha, there's a hoida that there was no lekicha, there was no, you didn't buy it me avoisai of shel rishon. Exactly like Hoim Aloy Lavisi, Koim Aloy Parati, that when you say Le Lavisi on that side, that it's a Haidah Spaldin Mamish, that you were not Pirea, because if you did not borrow money, obviously it's not Shaykh Piroin, and then mainly you're not Neman any afterwards to say that it was Parati. This is clear like this in Taisin the Flamen on the Beis, that in the case, the Ramaskal Hanimili, when you say that Taina, different, that's Merakish original Taina, even if there's Adam on the second Taina, it doesn't help. And even Lashon Rashbam over there says, "Vaydos badnik meidin dami va'achet tainus harishoynes nelech." The Ketzayis and Simon Pace of Cotton Gimel understood for Dover Poshet that the aside of ein toin v'chayzer toin is midin haydos baldin. But the Ramban on Davov and Aleph says that you need the halacha of kolayim olay levisi kolayim olay parati is only v'makom that there's Aiden that he was perea, the Aiden that he paid up. Over there we say we're not makabel the edus that he paid up because he himself was moedish lepara and haidos baldin is yois remei edim. But v'mokim where he himself is chayzer v'toyin that he was para, over there we don't need to come on to the svar of kolayim olay levisi, kolayim olay parati domi. But b'lav vachi says the Ramban is not neman and his loshen is she'enoi chayzer v'toyin. It would seem clear from the loshen Ramban that you can't be chayzer v'toyin is not because it contradicts his haidos baldin that he is ready moedish lepara. Without that halacha, once you make a tain and bezin, you're not neman to be chayzer v'toyin a taina acheres. And that is a separate halacha from the din of contradicting the idos bal din. L'chayra, this halacha that's in Schadish in the sugi of ein toin v'chayz v'toin is because there's a reyes to in your taina. If you originally taina one taina and then you taina something else because you were mukhish from Edom on your first taina, so now there's some, it gives us reason to doubt that your second taina is true. Bemes, Loshna Meiri in our sugi is very clearly like this Ramban. He says as follows: you only say the halacha that you can't be chayz v'toyin when it's contradicting the taina that you originally tainted. Says the Meiri, shadvarim nirim shehem mishakaris. The words seem to appear as if they are false. Why all of a sudden are you switching your taina? It's mashma that the reason for ain't tain v'chayz v'toyin is not because it's a contradiction to your Ados Bal Din. You're not nemen against the Ados Bal Din. It's because it's nearer kemeshaker. It looks like you're not saying the truth. The Lashon of the Rimigash also indicates that this is the Havana. He says, the Havandai Machmas Sahadusa de Sahadi, who the Kohoder Bemitanese Kamaisa. It's definitely because of the Edus that are coming to contradict your first Taina. That's why you're being Chayzim for your first Taina. The Kohoder Retoinai Taina Achriti. And that's why you're coming along and saying a second Taina. It sounds like from the Lashon of the Rimigash that the lack of nemanis in the Tovitoin, V'chayz V'toin, is because it's something fishy. You're going you're saying different than the original Taina. Lashon of Ramah is, it's Muchacha Milsama, the Machma Sadusa, the Sadia Kroshua, the Hod of V'toin, Tanosi Achriti. And the Shach says in Simenai and Tess of Konchov Gimel that it's a Taina Gruhi, mid a Hodder, mid Taina Kamaisa. Since you're being Chayzer from the original Taina, it's a Taina Gerua. This is when you stam chayzer from one taina to another taina. There's a shaila in the Rishayim when you're being chayzer miptur liptur. The Rimigash says that you can't be chayzer and taina is only in a case where you're being you're chayiv with your original taina. Because Adam came and contradicted your first taina, and therefore you want a taina, a second taina, in order to be potter. So we're understanding that either it's because you cannot nema neged yoidos baldin, which was mechayiv you, or it's because the din then ain't toin v'chayz v'toin, it's nira k'mishaker. But if you could be oimed an original taina v'potter, and you want to now taina a second taina, then you are nemun. That's called, in Lashon of the Rishonim, you could be chayzer mi'ptur l'ptur. For example, now a sugya, if originally you said av shel avoysai, and Adam did not come and contradict shel avoysai, and then afterwards you claimed and said shel avoysecha, it would really belong to your father, v'lakachtia mehem, and I bought it. You'd be nemun. So too, if you say loy lovisi, I didn't borrow money from you, and afterwards you say lovisi uparati, you'd be nemun. It's only if Adam came and umakrishu and were made that you borrowed money, so then you would not be nemun afterwards to say that you paid up the chayv, because that you're already either contradicting your original das baldin or because it's near a kemishaker. The Rambam in Hilchos Toin V'Nitin Perik Zayin Halacha Ches also says such passing like this from Megash, that Yesh Latoin and Bezin Lassiv Litin Taina Cheres Lachish Taina Rishain. He's allowed to Taina and Bezin a second Taina to contradict his original Taina. And Ve'afapi says the Rambam Shle Nosin Amasla Taina Rishain, even though he didn't give excuse himself why he said the first Taina and now he's changing his mind. Ve'afapi Shotzim Bezin, though he left Bezin V'chazar, still Yesh Lassiv Litin, he can go back and Taina Lahapich called Taina Shiyirza Chevoy wait until Adam come, because he could Taina Mipur Liftur. But after Adam come and Yakrishu Tanasa Achrein Shamachala, and they contradict the last thing he said in Bezdin, Eini Yochel Asiel Taina Acheres. Then he cannot change and go to a different Taina. Once he said a Taina, he can't go to a different Taina. It seemed that Rambam agrees to read Migash that he can be Toin Mipetur Lepetur. There's a Ritzvah in Shavuos and Afmem Mbeis B'Shem Dera'ah that holds you can't be Chayzer Mipetur Lepetur. But it seems Rebbe the Rishonim hold you can't. And the Shail Nachreinim is, what's the Havana in this Rimigash? In this Rimigash, they can be Toin Mipetur Lepetur. Now the lashon of the Rimigash is Mishnamrinon Migu, because you have a Migu Dikoy Boy, you could have stayed at Tanase Kamaisa and be Potter, because there's no Aiden that are contradicting you. So even though now you're being Oiker your Taina Kamaisa, and you're tining another Taina, we Mekabel, lashon of the Rimigash is Mekabelina Lemineo Mifter. It's Mavur from the lashon of the Rimigash that the Havana and Taina and Mipetur Liptur is Mitam Migu. And the Shach and Simenai and Tessiv Kondachav Gimel says Taka the Tam is Mishum Migu. The Achreinim have two ha'oris, two stark kashas on this Havana. Firstly, if it's mitam migu, l'chayr, the migu is going against ha'idos rishayna. Why isn't that a chisaron of a migu against ha'idos baldin? Ha'idos baldin is yosem me'edim. So how could be nem with a migu against that ha'idos baldin? That's one shayla. And the second shayla that the tzais asks, in Simen Pei, Simen, Sivkotin Gimel, is that it would depend on what the Aiden do when they come later. That if Le'achaz Man, Aiden will come and be Makrish the first Taina, so then he would not be Nemud but Taina Shnir, because now he doesn't have any more Amigu. Like, for example, somebody who's Nemud with Amigu and then Aiden come and Makrish the Taina that he said originally, they could have Tainid, the Amigu is Bottle, for example. Somebody Tainas Perua, and he has Amigu that he could have said that this star is Mezuif. And then Adam come afterwards and are Mekayim the star. So now he doesn't have any more Amigu. He could have said the star is Mezuyev because Adam were Mekayim the star and say it was not forged. So now he would have to pay because he doesn't have any more Amigu. Or an Isha, a woman that says, Eish Sisha Yisi. I was a Isha. So I was married with Iskarash and I was divorced. She's believed. Pesha also, Pesha is Hitter. She said she's Eish Sish. And she also is believed to say that she was Niskarashti. But if Adam come later and say that she wasn't Eishas Ish, so she's not Nemenes Levitei Miskarashti, because now she loses her Amigu. So in our sugya also, even if you would say there's a din of Toyenim Eptur Leptur, if the Svara is like the way the Rimigash is Mash Mitam Migu, so if Adam come later and take away your Migu, so then you should not be able to be Nemon Mitur Leptur. Be'emes, the Tur brings B'Shem D'Ramah, that if afterwards Adam come and amakrish your taina, harishaina, that you're not anymore nem with the migu, and taka enochanami, taka that nem to change it, mitain mitur leptur, because now you don't have a migu. But from the lashon of the tur is when he brings the rimigash, and the lashon of the Rambam is mashpa, then uchala oifin you taka nemun. You always nemun to change your taina as long as you're going from tur leptur. L'chayr, the ktsais is a gvaldika taina. L'chayr, if your Adam come later and take away and what your migu is based on, so l'chayr, you don't have any more migu. If there's a reason why you nemun mitur leptur is mitam migu, so then it should be bottle in the case where Adam contradict the taina. The Ktzais therefore learns differently than the Mashmois of the Rishonim. The Ktzais in Simen Pei Sivkotin Gimel says that the reason is not Mitam Migu.
The Iker Tam, they not Nemon Lazav Litoin, is normally because you go negative Hoidoas Baldin. Says the Ktsois, that's only Bemokim that the Hoidoas Baldin is Mechayev you. Where the Hoidoas Baldin is Mechayev, the original Taina is Mechayev you, so that's a Hoidoas Baldin. And they not Nemon such negative such a Hoidoah. But Mokim, that is not, you're not Nischayev, in the Taina Rishaina says the Ktsois, that that's not called a Hoidoas Baldin. It was not Niskabel as a Hoidoah Bezin to Mechayev him. That's just a statement, a tiny you made, but that doesn't have a status of Hoidoas Baldin. And therefore, you can be Chayzer from that Hoidoah. Like we find by Edom, as long as the Edom are not Nechgre, Adus Mebezin, it can be Chayzer. So we hear also, Nitoinim Eptur Leptur, is because there's no real Hoidoas Baldin. When there's a Chiyuv that comes out of your Hoidoah, that is a din of Hoidoas Baldin, and you're not Nemon to be Chayzer Etoin. But when you originally said something which makes you Potter, that wasn't a Hoidoas, was not a Hoidoas Baldin, and therefore you're Nemon afterwards to be Taina, another Taina to Potter yourself. Says the Ktzais, that the Lashon of the Rishonim that sound like that it's Migu, because they say, Boy Oma Betanasa Rishonah, they did not mean Migu because of Mali Lashaki. They meant that he could have been Oim in Tanasa Rishonah, and he was not Neschayiv in Tanasa Rishonah, with Tanasa Rishonah, and therefore did not have a din of Hoidoas Baldin. But the Lashon of the Rishonim are definitely more mashma that it was Midin Migu. Rav Shmuel and Simon Ches, I say, wants to suggest that Kane a pshara between the Ktzais and the Lashon of the Rimigash. He says the Iker Tam is a Vadi could be Chayzer V'Toyin because the original Taina was not a Hoidoas Baldin, like the Svar of the Ktzais. Because it would be a Hoidoas Baldin, even a Migu would not be believed negative Hoidoas Baldin, Migu negative Edom Le'Amrina, and a Kolshke negative Hoidoas Baldin. So that's the Iker Svara, why it could be Toyin, Miptur Le'Tur. But the reason why the Rishonim needed to add the reason of Migu is because the whole svar of Ein Chayzer V'Toyin is not because it's negative Hoidoas Baldin. Even without that, even without being negative Hoidoas Baldin, we said over from the Lashon of the Rabban Davov that it can't be Chayzer V'Toyin because it's Nirik Mishaker, and like the Lashon HaMe'iri that says clear that what it seems like something's faulty in your Taina. So Ebazoi, even if you'll say that Bechayzer Mepetur Leptur, it's not considered your Taining negative Hoidoas Baldin, like the Svar of the Ktzais, that Hoidoas Baldin is only where it's Mechayiv you, but still there should be a Chisar that it's Nirik Mishaker. So how could you be Chayzer Tayin, even if tour lip tour, something is fishy. Why originally you tina A to pati yourself, and now you're tina B? So on this, the Rishonim said, there's a svar because of Mali L'Shaker. There's no Cheshash M'Shaker, because Adrabah, there's a Chocha and a svar that he doesn't need to lie, because he could have been Zeich with his original Taina. So that means the Rishonim are not really saying there's an Amonis Midin Migu Mamish. You don't need to come on to an Amonis Midin Migu Mamish, because you could Taina Miptur L'Ptur, because you're not contradicting your original Haidob, because it doesn't have a din of Haidob's Baldin, like the svar of the Ktzais. But the Iker svar of the Rishonim is that you could be Oimin in your original Taina, so there's no Reisa and no Cheshash M'Shaker with that the Taina a second Taina. Rav Elchanan in Kovitz Shurim and Ois Kufyud Gimel says a tremendous chiddush to try to miyashiv the first kash that we asked in the Rimigash. How could you believe within Migu Ayitz Neged Hoidoas Baldin? If you don't learn like the Ktzois and you say that even being patrin yourself has a status of Hoidoas Baldin and the Svarawai Kvitoyim Tur Leptur is Mitzad Migu, how could a Migu be believed against Hoidoas Baldin? Says Rav Elchanan that the Etzem and Hoidoas Baldin you could be Chayzer. Only in Edom there's exerus across of Kivin Shigit, Shuvain Chayzer, Umagid. And even if you say you never said Edus, like by Edom of Ashtar, that you say, Ve'oim lechasam no love, but since by us it was in Skabal the Edus, and Snechre Edusim Ebezin, you can't be Chayzer and Vatal the Edus. But by Hidos Baldin, there's no exerus across of that you can't be Chayzer, Umagid. So why, Taka, can't you be Chayzer normally from the Hidos? Because the first Taina, which is the Chavasa, you have an Emonis. On the second Taina, which is the Schusa, you don't have an Emonis. But if on the second Taina you have a Migu, so then you have an Emonis in the second Taina also. If you have an Emonis of a Migu on the second Taina, you see Taka could be Chayzer from the first Taina. The Buchanan adds that if you makish the Gami Dvar of Mishayim, Taka you're not Nemon. Because even though now you have an Emonis of Migu, but it doesn't have a Migu negative Hoidoas Baldin. Over here we're talking about where you Taina, you made a mistake originally. So that means you never had a Hoidoas. So then you're Nemon. Al Yedei Migu. This is a Gevaldik Chiddush. because lechayer from the klal kolaymer levisi kolaymer leparati. It sounds like even if later Adam come and say para that he paid up, but he himself was chayz v'tayin that he made a mistake with his edah, but it doesn't help his edus neged hadas baldin. So how's a chach to say that with a miku should be stronger than the Adam of hadas baldin? Lechayer it's a edus neged hadas baldin. Lechayer it's a tremendous chiddush. In summary, there are two ways of understanding the din of the Rishayin of the Rimigash and the Rambam. They can be chayzen taina miptur leptur. Either the way Rabbi Chanan and many Achreinim understand that it's mitam migu, and that migu is neman to be go against his hidas baldin, or like the Ktzai says, that there's no hidas baldin when it's only a ptur and not a chiv and bezdin. And therefore you're neman afterwards, even without a migu, to go ahead and taina a different taina and become potter. The Balchanan in Kaivet Shurim Ois Kuf Yud Beis is Miyashiv, the Kasha of the Ketzais. If we understand Toyanim Yiptur Liptur is Mitam Migu, so the Ketzais asked that if Edom come later and are Makrish, the Taina Rishaina, then you should not be any more Nemo and Betaina Ashnia, because right now you don't have a Migu. Says Rabbi Chanan that if the reason for migu is because it's a hechacha of mali lishaker, why would he lie lechayra? Then why should the migu be bottle? At the time when you tainted that first taina, you had a hechacha that your taina was true. So says Rabbi Chanan that the ktsais's taina is only b'makim with an amanis is midin pesha aser. So if Adam come later, then he won't be neman, because there's no more a pesha aser, pesha yitzer. But taka in a place where the nemanis is mitzad migu ba'alma as mali l'shaker, so even if Adam come afterwards and take away his backup taina, but he's still neman because he had a hoichacha. At the time, he could have taina the other taina, so he has a nemanis of mali l'shaker. In the cases of the Ketzais, like Eishas Ish Hayisi V'Skarashti, or Moedim Rishtasha Kosvo, in those cases you have to come on to a Peshos Peshe Hitter. So if the Edom come and refute the backup Taino, so then he loses his Migu, then loses his Peshe Osir, so there's no more Nemonis. But in our case, then Nemonis is Asmali the Shaker. The Machne Ephraim, in Perek Yud Ches, Hilchus Suri Bi, Alochet Hesvav, in the Tshuva from our Moshe Kohen, and the Goyis Imri Baruch, and the Ketzais, they answer that the whole reason why every Migu of other Edom come later is not Nemon is only because with Chayshish, maybe originally he knew that there are Edom, and therefore it was a harama to be Nemon Migu. For example, a case where Isha knows that there's Edom, that she was an Eishas Ish, and therefore she didn't say originally Leinus Kadashti. She said Eishas Ish Hayisi Vinus Karashti. But over here, there's no svar like that. There's no, that you don't have a Migu because he's afraid that maybe Edom will come. Because if that would be the case, he wouldn't have tainted at all the first taina, which is negative Edom. So we see that it's not choshesh that maybe Edom will come, so it's a proper Migu. So once it's a proper Migu, even if Edom come later, that Migu is not batel. Shmuel and Simen Ches, so he's, hey, another Achreinim answer, according to the way they understand the monas of Taninim Eplur the Ptur. They understand that it's a combination of the Ktsoisis Svara and what's the Mashmois of the Rimigash, that really the original Haidah is not considered Haidah's Baldin because it's only Liptur, not Lechiv, like the way the Ktsois understood it. But still, the Rishayim needed the Svara of Migu because even though it's not a negative Haidah's Baldin, but you can't be Chayzer V'Toyin because it's near a Kemishaker. And that's the din of the Sugya of Ein Toyin V'Chayzer V'Toyin, and that helps a Migu to show that he's not being Meshaker. There's a Haichach, he's not Meshaker. So Melan, the Ikra Halacha, that if Edom come later, negative Taina Rishayna with a Migu's bottle, the Achrayim already say that's only if it's a Pesha Aser, but the Hechacha of Mali L'Shaker will never be bottle, because even though Edom come later, there's still a Hechacha that at that moment he could have Taina the other Taina. But in the Migu of Pesha Aser, you need that Kecha Taina should remain. And where it's a Nemanis of Mali L'Shaker, it's not important that the original Taina is not there anymore. So in Mela, the Achreinim explain that over here the Ikar Nemanis is not Asmigu. The Ikar Nemanis is because it's not being going, you're not going against the Hidnas Baldin, like the Svar of the Ktsais. The only reason why you need a Svar of Migu is negative Reyes of Nirikim Meshaker. Like I mean that, even if you would understand Migu is similar to Pesha Asu, that it's Medin Koyecha Taina, that over here that's not necessary. What's only necessary over here is a Hechoch of Mali L'Shaker, that you're not saying of something false. So in Mele, even if Edom come later, you still have that original Hecha of Mali L'Shaker, and therefore you're Nema to be Chayzer V'Tayin. These are all different ways to explain that although the Nemanis of the Taninim Eptur L'Tur is Mitam Migu, and if Edom come later and Aseser, your Taina Rishayna, but you still can be Nema with a Taina Shnia because you originally had a Migu and there is a Hecha of Mali L'Shaker. The Gemara towards the bottom of the Amud brings a new sugya of Akhosha Be'edus. Each one claims that it belongs to their fathers.
This one says Shlavoisai in his Icy Sadi the Avasei the Ochlashne Chazaka and Vahai Icy Sadi the Ochlashne Chazaka. One brings Adam that it was his father's and he was Eichlashalish Shonim in the land. And the other one brings Adam that he was Ochlashne Chazaka 3 years. Om Rav Nachman Uki Achila Vadi Achila. We say that Eidos of Achila makrish each other and they cancel each other out. Vuki Ara Becheskas Avasa. And the one who was Adam that it was his father's, he's the one who was Menatzeach. Omle Rava Ha'edus Mukheshesi. Rava says the Edus contradict each other. We have to discount both Edim. Omalei, Rav Nachman said back, Nihi deskachish b'achilos, even though there's hakchosh in the Edus of Achila, now the Gemara in Laman Alpha, based on the top, be'avasa mi iskachish. But there's no hakchosha in the Edus of Avasa. And therefore the one who has Edim, that it was his father's, he's the one who's menatzeach. In order to understand the sugya, we have to be magdim, sugim b'bekama daf ayin gimel. The Gemara in Daf Ayin Gimel Baba Kama says by an Edom Zaymin a machloek between Abaya and Rava. Abaya holds l'mafreya hu nifsal. That means when Edom becomes Zaymin is nizbar l'mafreya. They said Edus Sheker from that moment and the apostle for any other Edus. And Rava holds mikanu lahabo hu nifsal. It's only they only become suli mikanu lahabo. The Gemara says according to the Mando Amal l'mafreya hu nifsal. If Edom are made on Gneva and Tvicha Besech de Dibur at the same time, and then they become Huzmu al Hatvicha, become Edom Zaymin on the Edus of Tvicha, so the Edus of Gneva is also a bottle. The Lashna Gemara is the Chivin de Miyad ki Asidu, Mifsili, since right away they said Edus, they become Puzzle, ki Itzmula Tvicha, Itzmula Nami Agneva, it's Hazam and Gneva also, and why is that? Ochtech de Dibur ki Dibur Dami. The Rishonim argue in the reason for that din. Rashi over there learns the Ramaschal Itzimu. He says Itzimu Nami Agneva. It's Hazama on the Gneva. Ifslu Nami Agneva. They become posel on the Gneva. Mishum Besulei Edus. It's Mashma from Rashi that at the moment when they are made on the Gneva, they are psum Edus because he holds Edzayim Lumafreya who nifsal. L'chayra, even though they become posel from the time they said Edus on the Tvicha, which is Edus Sheker, but why are they considered psulim mishas the Edus of the Gneva? L'chayra, the Edus of Gneva was right before the Edus of the Tvicha. Although it was Tech de Dibur, but b'shah, they were made on the Gneva, they still were not being made Edus Sheker, at least the Fiv, the Hakosh, the Fiv, the Azoma. The Ktsais Simon Nun Beis brings Taisvis, that says in many places that and asks that a shtar sheyesh bei ribis, a shtar which has in it ribis, should be posel completely because the Eden that signed the shtar were over in the lav of ribis and became posel edus. And the Ktsais answers up here the Ran and Chulim that asks, why is a sheichet b'shabes shchitosik sheir l'chayri zamum l'chil shabes? So as soon as he shechts, that shchit is a shchit psula. Says the Ran, that you don't become a mumar only from the shchit and onwards, but b'shas the shchit, not yet a mumar. So the Ktsais compares this Ran to his issue, and he says that Aden that signed the Shtar Sheish by Ribis are not considered Psulim until after the Chasima. And he brings a Mareshach that also says that Aden that were over in Avei Rishas the Edus do not become Pasul Edus, only Mikana Lahabo. But Bishas the Edus, they still are Ksherim. So therefore, also by the case of Shtar Sheish by Ribis, they're not going to be Pasul because at the time when they signed, they are still Ksherim. They only become Pasul afterwards. The Marit asks on the Marashach that's Mavur in the Sugim of Makam, which we just mentioned, that if there's Hazama on the Edus of Tzvicha, then it's bottled the Edus in the Gneva also. Because at the time of the Edus of the Gneva, they were already Psulim La Edus. So Lachar, that's Mavur from that Sugim of Makam, that even the Edus that they were made before they become Pasul, if it's Teich De Dibur, is also bottled. So Kolshkin, the Edus that they were made at the time of the Aveir itself. The Ktsais answers and he says there's a chila between a Rasha the Chamos to a Rasha the Enei Chamos. He says a Rasha that's not from Chamos, Stam Apostle Edis, Misvar Betzim is Kosher. He's not Choshel Edis Sheker. He's just somebody is Choshel Dover Echer, is not Choshel Dover Acher. For something else. It's just Exer Sakosa, the Paslim for Edis. And therefore we say that he's not Nifsal, only Mikan Olahabo. But at the time that he was over the Avera, it was not yet Chalan him a shame of Rasha. And therefore he's not Apostle Edis. But a Rosh, the Chamos that we're stealing, is Pasul Misvara, because he's Choshel Eda Sheker. And since he's Choshel to be Eivin Avera, also Noas Momen, he's also Choshel to be made Eda Sheker for Noas Momen. And so too, in Eid Zayman, that is Pasul Eda Misvara, because he's Choshel the Sheker, once we're Choshel him in Eda Sheker, on what he was made Lachas Man, for sure we're Choshel him on that he was made at that moment that he's Mishaker, that is for sure Eda Sheker. And therefore, it's possible to explain the Gemara in Baba Kama that even on the Edus the Eidus of Gneiv is also bottle. Because since the psul over here is not Migzeres HaKosuv because he's Nasa Rosh, but because we're Choshnim for being Meshaker, so the Eidus which he was made at before the Eidus of Tvich, as long as it was Techle Dibur, is possible because we're also Choshnim that he was Meshaker at that moment. So this, the psul over here will be as Chash Meshaker, and the psul will extend not only to the Eidus of the Tvicha, but also to the Eidus of the Gneva, which was right before it, which Techidei Dibur. The Amudei Oyer and Simit Tzadik Tes Mevar in a different way. So since we all Techidei Dibur Kedibur Domi, and anybody can be Chayzer from his Dibur, Techidei Dibur, until Achikidei Dibur, he says the reason for that is like the Ran says in the Dorm Daf Pei Zayin, that when a person does or says something, he's not gomer in his das to do it only on condition that he can change his mind, techidei dibur. So too edim, even though they were made of nebezin, we say that das was that they could still change their mind, they could be chayzer. So it's not nisbar to us the truth of their edos only till achikidei dibur, because b'sechidei dibur is still no hechocha on the gmir's darte, because they still in their minds think that they could change their mind. Only Lachidei Dibur, we say, since they were not Chayzer and Oikadir Eidus, it's a riot of saying Eidus Emes. So Mele B'Sechidei Dibur, if they become Nifsal Eidus, Machmas the Eidus of the Tvicha, that they became Eidim Zeminon, so it comes out B'Sechidei Dibur, they became a Rosha. And they're not Chayzer and Eidus Sheker and Techidei Dibur. So for sure they're not Chayzer to be Oikadir Eidus or Rishayna. So there's no Eichach anymore, the Eidus or Rishayna is Eidus Emes. So too, if it's over Avera, different Avera, Sechdei Dibur has bottled the Eidus for this for the same reason, because now we have no beer on his Eidus. Al Kolponim, Rashi understands that if the Eidim come are made on Gneva and Tficha and become Huzam on Tficha, then they are Pasul Le Eidus for the entire Eidus of the Gneva and the Tficha. And that's why the Eidus is bottled. Mitzad Psule Eidus. Teisha Bein Peretz and the Marsha Amatmian Rashi, that even though Eidim Lamafreo Nisal, but at the time that they were made on the Gneva, they still were not possible. Additionally, it's Mavur in the Gemara that even if they were Huzam on the Gneva, you don't say Nisbar Lamafreo that at the time they were made in the Tvicha, they already were Psulim. Even though the Eidus of the Gneva is before the Eidus of the Tvicha. But the Psul is not Chal until Achikidei Dibur of their Eidus, where they can't be Chayzer. And they machiach that from the Gemara that says im huzba legneva valatvicha the mishalman ein tashlum yabav v'chamisha lachayrik. Once they huzam on the gneva and nizbar the psulim b'shas the edus of the tvicha is bottled the edus and it's not shaychen in hazama. Elamai it's muchach that even though they were made sheker mekoma still they still not psulim b'shas the edus of the tvicha. So v'shteitzach if they were huzam on the tvicha you don't say it was nizbar l'mafreya that at the time that they were made in the gneva they already were psulim. Therefore, Rabbeinu Peretz and the Mashal learn pshat in the Gemara Baba Kama that if the huzam on the tficha, it's batla the edus of the gneva for a different reason, not because they were psulim by sashah, but because of the klal that since it's all one edus, the din is edus shebatla miktsasa batla kula, and since the edus of the tficha is batla, so the edus of the gneva is also batla. The Machane Ephraim and Nuchas Edus Simin Vav and the Nesivis and Simin Nun Beis also understand the Gemara that the reason why the Eidus of the Gneva is bottles, mitzad din Eidus shebottle miktsasa botla kula. L'chayra, we can ask that l'mandamar holds mikana labo nifsal l'chayra the Eidus of the Gneva should not be bottle. Even though the Eidim themselves are not nesal mafreya, but kapanim the Eidus of the Tvich is bottle, so why don't you say the Eidus shebottle miktsasa is taka botla kula even according to that mandamar? And Tosef Beina Peretz explains that when you say l'mafreya hu nifsal the psul and the bittles mishas Eidus, Mishal Sheidu Eidus. The male it's shaykh to say, Eidus Shabbat, the bottom is also about the kula. But if you say, Mikana Labo Nifsal, it's not shaykh to say, Eidus Shabbat, Miktsasa, Batla Kula, because the bitl and the psul is not Mishas the Eidus, only Mishas the Hazama. Reb Chaim Oizen, Nachiezen, Yerdea, Simon Chafei, Oizhei, explains Rabbeinu Peretz to mean that the din of Eidus Shebatla Miktsasa, Batla Kula, is only Shayach Vimokim, that the Eidus of Batla Machmas a Psul in the Eidim. Memela, Lamanda Omer, Mafreyu, Nifsal, is a Psul in the Eidim themselves. It's only possible later, but only the Eidus of Tvich is possible, the Psulim, but once that Eidus is Batla, Eidus Shebatla Miktsasa, Batla Kula. But if the Eidus is batla mitam acher, not because of psul and the Eidim, you don't say Eidus batla miktsasa batla kula. And Mela, according to Rava, holds mikana labo nifsal, even though the Eidus is batla mafreya machmas da hazama, But still, since the Edom themselves are not Nifsalim Afreya, only Mekana La'abo, there's no din of Edom Shabbatim Miktasa Batla Kula. The Fize, let's go back to our Sugya. Rava hold in our Sugya that Edom that were made Edos of Avasa and Achila, and they were Hukchash on Edos of Achila, were not Mekabal the Edos of Avasa either. And the Lashon of the Gemara by us is that Rava says, the Edos Mukcheshes hi, the Edom are contradicted. L'chayr, that's very similar to Gemara Mubakama, where the Edom were made on Gneve and Tvicha, and they were Huzam on the Tvicha, that means that Edos on the Tvicha is Mukcheshes, that we say that it's Batal also the Edos of the Gneve. And the Rishbam in our Sugya says, it's Edos Mukcheshes, because Hani Beis Kito is Mekcheshes Uazu, they contradict each other. So achas men psula lecholidius. Sheba oilam, one of them is possible for all edus in the world. V'achri shein levar eze apsula. We don't know which one is possible. Ti batal edus in the gamri. The edus is completely batal. So it's mevur in the Rishbam. The pshat in Rava is that since we have a suffix, maybe the edim that were made, made edus sheker and edus achila. So the edim were psulim b'shas da goddess edus. So you can't even mekabel the edus of avaso also. And the Hemshach Gemara also it's mashma like that. The Gemara says, Lehman Rava Seva Lekav Chizda, the Shtekit Ein Machish Zeh Zeh, Shneim Apsulim Le'edus. It's Mavur, that the time of Rava is, because the Edom Apsulim Le'edus Ba'oysa Shah. That is Shtim's Lechayra with the Shita of Rashi and Rabbi Kama, that the reason why the Edus of the Gnev is bottle, because they were Apsuli Edus Ba'oysa Shah. And even though there's no Hazam in our Sugi, it's only Hakosha, but since one Kat is Vada, we made Edus Sheker, we don't know which one it is, they can both Psulim Le'edus Misafik, like the Shita of Rav Chizda. Rav Nachman holds that the Edus Avas Aloy is Skachish. And the Gemara's Mavur, Rav Nachman holds that Edom Shehukrashu were not Nifsal Le'edus. Because since the Safik, the Fenein, in which Kat was made Sheker, Misafik can't passel the Edus. And therefore, even though the Edus of Achila is Botla Machmas Da'akosha, but the Edus of Avasa is not bottle, because on the Edus of Avasa there's no Akhosha. And the Edom themselves are not Nitzul Edus. And therefore, we say, Rav Nachman should be like Avuno, who holds Beis Kiti Edom Akhish and Zeze, Kol Achas Ksher Le'edus Bifni Atzma. And the Maskana of the Gemara is Enechanami, Vada Rav Nachman Taka holds like Avuno that the Ksherim, because according to Rav Chizda, that holds Edom Akhish and Zeze, Absulim Le'edus, Avada will be bottle the Edus of Avasa, because it was Nisbar that at that moment they were Psulin Le'edus. In Shitas Rava, the Maskon of the Gemara is that he could hold like Rav Huna that Edom Achishim Zeazer Aksherim Le'edus Acheres. And still Rava holds that it's bottle the Edus of Avasa. Why? Because Davka for a different Edus do we say they have Cheses Kashus. But Le'oysa Edus Loi. For that Edus, we do not say that they remain Ksherim. L'cheret Shver. What's the Svara in this? Since Rava holds that the Ksherim Le'edus, why should the Edus Avasa be bottle? Well, an Edus Avasa is no hakosher. The Edom themselves are kosher. And Tosef Baba Kama, Davayim Bezim Abayz, the Maschal Rava says that the Maidim Machalik Hosam in Oise Edus, Edus Acheres Nicha. The Chiv in the Hovzugum Shakram al Oise Karka, Sulay Mehem Nialo. Whereas Mavur from Tosef is that even though you can't mekabel the Edus Avasa, because the Hovzugum Shakram al Karka Zu, and therefore they're not Nemon on this Karka to say any type of Edus. So Mele Maskana, that Rava holds that's bottle Edus Avasa, the time that it's bottle is not because they're psulim Edus Bais HaShah, but because maybe they're Meshaker on this Karka, and therefore they're not Nemon anymore on this Karka, but not because they're Edom Psulim. If there will be Edom Psulim, then it will be for everything. Al Kalponim, Lifi this Mahalach in the Sugya, the Havamina held according to Rava that the Psul is Mitzad Agufo Edom, the Edizu, they're Edom Psulim, and that's what it means, Edus Mukheshes. And the Maskani is that the Edom Aksherim, Mitzad Acheskes Kashrus, just that Psulim to be made Al Karkazu. The Ben Yoina and the Rajm and the Ritva learn the Sugya differently. They explain that the reason for Rava of Edus Mukheshes is Midin Edus Shebotla Miktsasa Botla Kula. That since the Edus of the Achil is Botla Machmas Daik Chosha of the other Edim, so Mimela the Edus of Avasa is also Botla, because it's all one Edus Achas. L'chair, it stems with the Shita of Rabbeinu Peretz in the Masha that we said in Baba Kama, that the Pshat in Rava has to be that the Din, Mitzad the Din of Edus Shebotla Miktsasa Botla Kula, because they hold the Edom are not Nifsalim Mafrei Mishasta Goddess Edus, only Lach Kne Dibur. So in our Sugya, it wouldn't be possible to say this Mukheshes Legami that the Edom are Psulim. It has to mean that the Edos of Achilas Mukheshes,
And Mimela will say the din of Eidus Shabbat Miktosa Bat Lekula, and we cannot mekabel the Eidus Avasa either. L'chayra, Nefidus Mahalach is very shver, the Hemshech HaSugya. The Gemara says, Leim Rav Nachman is like Rav Huna. L'chayra, the Nidin, the Sugya is not Shaykh Mechlaltin, but like Rav Chizdin Rav Huna, Ve'edim, which are Mechishim Zeh, if they have a Cheses Kashas or not. Because over here, the reason why the Eidim are not, the Eidus is not Neskabel, is not because the Eidim themselves upsulim Le'edim Shasa Goddess Eidus, it's only Mitzad the Din of Eidus Shabbat Miktosa, but Lakula. And Mele, even if Rav Nachman would hold like Rav Huna, that the Eidim themselves are Ksheim Le'edus, but since Al Kopanim, the Eidus of Achila is Botla Machim Estak Choshi, we'd have to explain why it doesn't hold of Eidus Shabbat Miktosa, but Lakula. And Bechlal, it's difficult to understand, according to this, the svar of Rav Nachman, why does he take a hold that it's not bottled the Eidus Avasa? L'chayr in the Sugi Babakama, rather Rav Nachman would agree that if there's Hazama and the Eidus of Tficha, that it's bottled the Eidus of Gneva. The Goyis of Kiveger and the Machne Ephraim, Hilchas Eidus Simen Vav, and Rav Shimon Shkop in Ksubis Simen Chavdal, and the Kavichur and Mois Kuf Tez Vav, a Masbir, that even though the time that you apostle is midin eidus shabbatim mitzasa batla kula, but this is still totally in the machlekes of chizin of huna if the eidim makshem the eidus acheres or not. According to Avuno, holds the eidim themselves are not nifsulu akshem the eidus acheres. So even though the eidus is batla machmasak chasha, we still wouldn't say the din of eidus shabbatim mitzasa batla kula. And in this, we find in the Achraim two ways to understand it. Reb Chaim Eizer explains it the same way he explains in Mamma Bakama Lishitasam. That the din of Eidus Shabbat Miktsasa Batla Kula is only Shayach if Miktsasa Eidus is Batla Machmas Apsul in the Eidim, not Machmas Dover Achir. So we hear a contra of Huna, the Eidim that are Huk Cheshu are themselves Ksherim Leidus, it's only Batla the Eidus HaAchila because you can't make Habal the Eidus because there are other Eidus that are Machish, the Eidus of HaAchila. But there's no psul in the Gufo Eidim. If there's no psul in the Gufo Eidim, there's no din of Eidus Shabbatim Miktsalsa Batla Kula. Mashenk and Leitrav Chizda holds the Eidim themselves on Nifsul Leidus, it's Shayach the din of Eidus Shabbatim Miktsalsa Batla Kula. Since the Eidim themselves Nifsul Mafreya, so Miktsis of the Eidus is Batla Machmas a psul in the Eidus. If it's Batla Machmas Apsul in the Eidus, then mainly have a din of Batla Kula, just as if there would be Zamimu, as if there would be Eidim Zamimin. Another way that the Achrenim explain, in Shimon Shkop says, that even if you say that the Eidus does not require to be Batla Machmas Apsul in the Eidim themselves in order to have the din of Eidus Batla Batla Kula, but you have to have a din Psul in a Bittel in the Gufo Eidus. But according to Avuna that says the Ches is Kashas and the Kshem Eidus Acheres, so there's no Bittel on the Haggadah's Eidus either. Batsin is the Ches is Kashas and we say the Maid Sheker, there's no Bittel on the Haggadah's Eidus. You can't Lamaisa accept the Eidus and do a Maisa of Pida Haggadah's Eidus because there's another pair of Eidus that are made Lehepach. So with Lamaisa we can't fear Zich with this Eidus. But not that that's the reason to tell us that the Eidus must be made Sheker. The Maid is not shy to say a din of Eidus Shabbat, it's also a Bottle Kula, because even the Mixus is Batsin not Bottle. We can't be done al PM because we have to do also maybe like the Katashnia, we have a contradiction here. But not that there's a psul even mitzad ha'agoda say this. Vela, you can't say the Shabbat mitzvah Shabbat lekula. According to Rav Chizda, that holds the Eidim themselves up psulin, and we don't say that they lose the Cheses Kashris. So soon, just like the Eidus Acheres is a din of their Suffolk of the Eidim Ksherim, so too in that Eidus themselves that they hook on, there's a din of Suffolk Eidus Machmas Nakhosha. So Vela Vadet Shaykh to say the Shabbat mitzvah Shabbat lekula. According to this second Mahalach, the reason that we don't say Eidus Shabbat mitzvah Shabbat lekula according to Rav Huna is not because the Eidim themselves are not Nifsul Eidus, but because the Haggadah itself is only Batal Misafik. It's not really Batal the Etzem. It's only because we can't even Mekabel the Eidus. The Maskana, the Gemara says, Rav could hold like Rav Huna, the Eidim Shukhshu Akshem Eidus, and still you say it's Batal the Eidus Avasa, because you have to say, Dafka for Eidus Acherim, the Akshem Eisa Eidus, they're not Ksherim. And the Chayra, according to Rav Huna, it's not Shaykh the reason of Eidim Shabbat Mitzasa Batla Kula, because they themselves are Ksherim. So you have to explain it differently. And Rav Nachum says that to explain this, that even though Rav Huna holds Eidim Shukhashu Aksherim Lashay Idias, but the Gabi, this Eidis itself, Rav Huna agrees, they consider like Eidim Sulim. Because Rav Huna holds that Yimam in each Kat Mechesis Kashus, and that's why the Koshva Eidis Acheris. Even though Mimonim Shach, one of the two Eidim have to be Apostle, but the Gabi Shar Idias would don each Kat Lefnei Atzma. But that's only the Gabi Shar Idias, which each Kat, each group, comes and be made on their own. But in this Eidis itself, Rav Huna will hold, you can't establish that, trust on the basis of Cheses Kashrus, because in that Eidus you have to be done both Kitas Bebas Achas. If you have to be done both Kitas Bebas Achas, it's like similar to Shnei Shvilin, that you can't be done both Kitas Bebas Achas and say they're both Ksherim. That's Loshna Gemara. Ad kan the kom Ravuna Eidus Acheres. But La'oisa Eidus Loi, because Gabi, that Eidus Ravuna agrees that you have to be done the Eidim like Sofik Psulim, because when you're done both pair of Eidim, Mimonashach for sure, one of the Eidus is Psulim. In summary, we have two ways to explain Rava that said that over here it's Eidus Mukheshes. Either that the Eidim Apsulim Bishas, the Haggadah, Sa Eidus, the entire Haggadah Eidus, or it's Midin Eidus Shabbat Mitzasa Bat Lakula. And we explained that if it's Mitzah the Din of Eidus Shabbat Mitzasa Bat Lakula, the Gemara is still able to be titled in the Machlekesh of Hunan of Chizda, because the Din of Eidus Shabbat Mitzasa Bat Lakula is only said either when there's a psul in the Gufo Eidim, not in the Haggadah Eidus, or where at least there's a psul mitzad Haggadah Eidus, not that we can't mekabel it misafik.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.